What's up, everyone? This is James Quilty, and welcome to another episode of Marketing in My Garage. And today, I wanted to share something that I learned while I was watching The Rock and how it can help build your business bigger and faster. How do you build a successful MLM business without spamming social media, paying for outdated leads, or having uncomfortable conversations with your family and friends? That was a question I had years ago, and now I want to share my journey as I build my million-dollar business online completely from scratch with no money, no customer list, no social media, and no office, with just a laptop, internet connection, and a sales funnel, and all out of my garage. My name is James Quilty, and welcome to Marketing in My Garage. What's up, everyone, and welcome back. And so what I wanted to share with you was, so every week, me and my family, we have family movie night, and we're always, you know, we'll select one movie, and it's like, you know, going out to the movie theaters, but, you know, we stay home, and we make a big, you know, deal about it. And so one time that, you know, we'll kind of indulge, and we'll get, like, you know, pizza, or, you know, we'll order, you know, something special, and we get to pick a movie. We decide as a family, and then we watch that. And then, you know, the kids, you know, they get to camp out in the living room. And so it's really fun. And, you know, it's one of the things that we do, you know, to kind of, you know, start, you know, creating those family memories. Right. And so last week we watched Jumanji, The Next Level. And, you know, they had, you know, The Rock, you know, Dwayne Johnson, you know, that was in there, and you know, Kevin Hart. And if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you go see it. It was actually hilarious. I actually liked the second one. I mean, the first one that they, you know, they did was really good. But the second one, totally topped it. And I thought it was a lot funnier. But anyway, so what I had noticed, obviously, was, you know, if you have not, and if you don't know anything about The Rock, you know, he was previously a football player, and then he was, you know, he was a wrestler in the World Wrestling, you know, Federation, and then, you know, he broke out to, you know, acting. And, you know, he's in phenomenal shape. He's actually bigger now than when he was, you know, when he was in college. And so, you know, after we had, you know, watched, you know, the movie, you know, I wanted, you know, to see, like, you know, what he was doing, you know, to stay, you know, in shape. And so I got online, and, you know, he was, you know, he had, you know, some YouTube, you know, videos. But then I went to his Facebook page, and obviously now with Hollywood being shut down because of, you know, the coronavirus, you know, nobody's, you know, shooting any movies. And so what he's doing on his fan page, he's doing, you know, Facebook, you know, lives. He's doing Instagram, you know, lives and stuff. And it was interesting because, you know, I happened to pull up, you know, one of these videos that he was doing, and he had, like, all of these, you know, engagements. He had over, like, 1 million views, and, you know, all this, you know, all these hearts and, you know, interactions and everything. And all he was doing literally was, okay, today I'm, you know, this is what I'm going to do. And all right, this is the, you know, the workout that, you know, I'm going to do. Nothing really, you know, special or anything like that. But what I found amazing was, you know, all of the, you know, the interaction and all of the eyeballs that were on him, right? And why that, you know, hit me, you know, so, or made it so profound, and why I thought that was so fascinating was because of, you know, him being in front of the, you know, the camera, because of him, you know, being out, you know, in, you know, making these movies, and everyone, you know, knowing, like, you know, who he is, he has an audience. He has a group of people that know, like, and absolutely, you know, love him, and he has their attention. And I was like, isn't that, you know, interesting, right? And I was like, well, okay, so how does that apply to, you know, to business? And it is everything, you know, to business, right? Because when most of us start off in this journey of network marketing, what is the first thing that we are trained to do? Hey, go and make a list of, you know, 100 of your friends, right? And please, I'm not bashing. I'm just going over what, you know, the industry standard is, and the training that has not changed since this industry, you know, came into inception. And it's go make a list of 100 of your friends, call them up, get them on the phone, three-way them in, tell them that, you know, you have something like really exciting that you would love, you know, to share with them. You don't really know how it works, but, you know, you would love to get, you know, somebody on the phone with them that really, you know, your business partner or however that, you know, your upline, you know, tells you what to say, and get them on the phone. I will close them for you. I want you just to listen, right? And then through this process, you're going to know like what to do, right? Okay. So what's happening is that, you know what? A lot of these people that we're making this list with, we probably haven't, you know, talked to in a long time. We don't really have a lot of influence. And the few people that we do have, you know, influence with, they've heard this pitch, you know, before, right? So there's really like, you know, no value, right? Because we haven't really, you know, communicated with them in a while. And then all of a sudden, you know, out of the blue, right? But what can we learn from what The Rock does? Because right now, if The Rock said, hey, you know what? I love Heinz, you know, ketchup, and this is what I'm putting on my burgers. And I recommend that you guys, you know, go do it as well. Dude, his entire audience would probably, you know, the majority of them would be flocking, you know, to the supermarket to buy Heinz ketchup. Right? Because he has built up an audience of people that know, love, and trust him. Right? And so what he does and what we do are completely diametrically opposite. And the reason why the Rock or any, movie star for that matter has so much more influence than what we do in our business is because, you know, they have, you know, taken the time and they have put in the work to build up an audience that knows them, that has got to know them, you know, and then the people that, you know, continue to watch him, like, you know, what he does. Obviously, you know, the people that don't like, you know, him or, you know, any of those actors for that matter, leave, right? So to be able to apply that to your business, the number one thing that we should be doing in this industry and actually into any industry in business is simply we have to build up an audience. You have to build up a group of people that know, like, and trust you. And that is where you start off. You don't start off, trying to get a bunch of people and then trying to sell them on your product. That is the last thing that you should be doing. You should be, you're getting into this industry. And I understand, you know what? I understand the statistics and I understand that the reasoning, you know, behind why your upline and why companies, you know, want people to follow this process. And it's because if we don't get them paid immediately, they're not going to stick around for the long term. I totally get that. Well, what I, you know, would say is that if that's the case, because the majority of the people that we are targeting are people that have never been into business or have never done anything like this, you know, before. So of course it's going to be hard. And what most people do when they attack something that's hard, they quit. And I'm just being honest. And I can speak for myself because I know a lot of times, right now I'm homeschooling my kids. And, you know, they're learning to read, my 8-year-old, you know, and we're going over, you know, her math and stuff. And we're coming into, you know, some things that is very difficult for her, and she wants to quit. She does. She gets frustrated. She, you know, she starts to cry. She goes into a room and she's like, you know, I hate this, Daddy. I hate this. You know, and I get that. Right. But we have to, that's the part of the process of learning, you know, to, you know, develop skills. Right. And as Steve Larson, you know, so eloquently puts it, there's nothing hard. It's just new. You're learning something new and it takes, you know, time. Well, it's the same thing with this business. But if we are always targeting people that have never been in business before, it's going to be hard because the majority of them, they're already in a career that they've been doing for like, you know, X amount of years. And so they can do it on autopilot. And so they're good at it. Right. And so they haven't had to go through this process of learning something new since they were in high school or in college. And so they don't like being a failure. They don't like that feeling of not succeeding. They don't like that feeling of I can't do this. So of course, naturally, they're going to quit, right? So we need to change who we are targeting for this business. And we need to start thinking long-term instead of the short-term. Yes, we start this business. Yes, we want to make a profit. Yes, you know what? We want to make money right off the bat. But I am here to tell you, after running my own, you know, brick and mortar business and being able to build that up from nothing, there is many months where you are working for free in order to fund the business, in order to, you know, you'll get revenue and then it's paying for, you know, overhead, right? Which expenses, equipment rental or, your insurance, lights, utilities, rent, all of the money that's coming in needs to pay for all of that. And when it comes down to it, after all of that is paid, a lot of times there's nothing left for you. So there's many, weeks and months that nobody really talks about in business that you are not getting paid. Right. And it takes, somebody that, I'm going to do this, regardless of, what happens. And eventually you start turning a profit and you're able to take some of that out. You're able to pay yourself. And then, it starts to build, from there. Well, it's the same approach here in the network marketing industry, regardless if, just because, you don't have an actual brick and mortar business, it's still business, right? You still have to start, developing the skills. You still have to, be able to, bring some revenue in, but to pay for those expenses that you are not going to be getting paid for. Right. But we sell, people coming in here on this dream that, you're going to be making $1 million. And, there's all these people that are making 50, 100, 400, $1 million, a month. But what we don't do is because we're afraid that we're going to lose them and they're not going to want to continue, which is true. And, I was afraid of that as well. But, now, fast forward a few years, having a little bit, of expertise under my belt, realizing that those people that want to jet quickly, I don't want them. And you don't want them in your business either. And so, the very first thing in your business should not be trying to get somebody paid immediately. You should be giving them the foundational skills that is going to build a business that is going to last a lifetime or last, through the ups and downs. And the number one thing to be building in your business that, just what The Rock and all the movie stars have modeled for us is to build an audience, to build a list of people that know, like, and trust you. And once you have done that, guess what? Now you have, focused attention. So now, whether you stay with the company that you're in, or you go to a different company, or that company folds and you need to start, all over, it doesn't matter. You have that audience. And so that is how the big players are able to go into any other company and go up, to the top in a matter of weeks. And they always seem, to be the top money earners. And it's not because it's a scam, and it's not because, it's a pyramid scheme. And I know a lot of people feel that way. And I kind of felt like that, at first, but, it wasn't until, I actually started looking at marketing and started looking at business and started looking at the things that I was doing in my actual brick and mortar business and realizing that the reason why these players are at the top is because they have a group of people that they have their attention. And so because they have been with them and they've developed a relationship with those people and they know, like, and trust them. So whatever that they, whatever offer that they put in front of them, guess what? They purchase that, they buy that, or they move. Okay, guess what? We're going to this new opportunity that we're going to be building, and they follow them, just like everyone follows The Rock, just like everyone will follow any other a star that's out there. Does that make any sense? So I kind of wanted to share that. I know I've shared that before, but I want to reemphasize that where you are in your business and what I'm doing now. I know a lot of times we get all over the place. I need to make money. Okay, my wife is, or my husband is saying that I need to give this up because, it's just a money pit. And I totally get that. And I totally understand that. But if you want to build this business or any business for the long haul, your number one step starting off is not buying more product, is, not, focusing in on your auto ship or anything like that. The number one thing that you should be focusing in on is building an audience, building a list that knows, likes, and trusts you. And I'm not talking about going through your contacts in your phone. I'm talking about building a legitimate, audience. You know what? All those people that were following, The Rock when he was doing his Facebook Lives, they weren't in his personal contacts. And I can guarantee you that a lot of the personal contacts that was in his phone were not the ones watching his videos. You know what? Is those his raving fans. Those are the ones that, were watching him. And those are the ones that would buy, anything that he would be promoting, because they're the diehards. Right. And so that's where you want to be in your business. And once you're able to do that, then you can start putting on a lot of offers. And then that's when you're going to start climbing the ranks. And that's when you're going to be able to start, you know, getting all those trips, that's when you're going to, you know, start, you know, having your business start producing for you, on autopilot without you having to, you know, really, you know, start, you know, going into the grind, you know, each and every day. Does that make sense? And that is what you should be teaching your teammates. And I wish that I had learned this, you know, years ago. It would have saved a lot of heartache. But you know what? That's, you know, water under the bridge. And this is what I'm doing now. This is what, you know, I'm, you know, doing in my business. And that's what I am doing, you know, for the people, my business, you know, partners and my promoters that are in, you know, my team. And that is what, you know, I'm communicating, you know, to them. I don't want, you know, people that, you know, just want to, you know, I'm looking for a fast buck. And that's why there's a lot of people that are jaded by this industry, because we promise them this fast, you know, cash, and business is not like that. You know, anybody that comes in and, you know, makes a lot of money, you know, right up front, you know, one of two things are going to happen. One, they already had an audience that was, that they had already, you know, worked, you know, years and years to build up. Or two, you know, they just happen to have one superstar, and guess what? It all crashes, you know, after that. And those are the things that, you know, nobody really talks about in this industry. But anyway, what I wanted to again share with you is building that audience, building that list, building a group of people and raving fans that know, like, and trust you. And one of the ways that I'm doing that, one of the ways that, you know, I have, you know, learned that is, you know, utilizing the software ClickFunnels, and especially the program that they put out, that One Funnel Away Challenge. If you have not done that, I highly recommend that you do that, because there's a 30-day challenge where you are getting instructions each and every day. And this has nothing to do with network marketing. This has to do with just business in general. This is for any business who wants sales and wants leads. It teaches you the foundational principles that is going to help you build a successful business. Does that make any sense? And so what's great is that you go through this training and now you have a blueprint that you could send, and you could take any of your new business partners and any of your new promoters that come on board with you. And so you have, and again, it's a tool that you're pointing them to, and you don't even have to do any of it. You just have to go with them. And what I, you know, am going to do differently, you know, this time, because I've gone through it a few times, and now I'm going through it again. And I recommend that you do it as well. And if it's not, you know, with me, find somebody else, you know, to do it with. But I have my Facebook group, Product Selling Secrets, that I'm going to be documenting, you know, each and every day, you know, my take on it. And so after that, you know, I have, I have videos that I could put together as a training and hand off, you know, to my new, you know, promoters on, hey, this is what I learned. This is your 30-day blueprint. This is going to be your training that's going to give you the foundation that's going to help you succeed in this industry where all the other times you didn't succeed. Does that make any sense? So anyway, that's all that I have, you know, for you. That's what I'm working on. I hope that you are safe and you're being, you know, productive and you're being successful. And as always, I'm going to see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.